The Virginia Woolf classic Orlando is set to return to the stage in a brand new rendition that offers something wholly refreshing. Orlando is young, rich, and on a quest for love, life, and destiny. But Orlando has to travel through 400 years to find it, through time, wars, revolutions, restorations to modernity. As the world changes, so too does Orlando. It's on at the Belvoir Street Theatre stage from the 30th of August till the 21st of September, and cast member Nick Pryor joins us now on 2SER. Our breakfast morning. Nick, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us. Who do you play in this production of Orlando?
I am playing one of four Orlandos and a handful of other characters.
That's quite a lot of stuff on your plate there.
It's all fun.
One of four Orlandos. It's not the first time you've answered that question, isn't it?
No, and not the first time I've had to explain it either.
just rolls off the tongue. How does one go about when you're there at the dinner party or at the barbecue? What's it like being one of four Orlandos?
Usually the follow-up question is four.
Four? Why do we need so many Orlandos? When I was a kid, we had one Orlando and we were fine.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I think we're all used to the one Orlando going through several costume changes, but for the purposes of this production and the message and the vision, it made more sense for them to have four very different Orlandos.
Excellent. And is that sort of what inspired you to be part of this production? Just the variation, doing something really new and exciting?
Yeah, the pitch was really awesome. And, you know, Carissa, our director, has an exceptional body of work and is an auteur in her own right. And also, it's, you know, it's a fabulous story and it's a great book. And I vividly remember watching, I did the bad thing and watched the Tilda Swinton film before I read the book. But yeah. I do have vivid memories of watching that film and being quite enamored by it.
Excellent. And I guess when you're sort of familiar with the source material and different iterations of it, it allows you to sort of have that leeway there, leverage to do something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a huge list of roles that you've played there, done so much theatre. How do you prepare for each show and each part?
Oh, it's a bit of a judicious answer, but every process is different.
Yeah.
Which is part of the fun of it. There's certain roles that have been significantly more physically demanding, and so that requires a different set of preparatory techniques, and then there are a lot more cerebral roles, which is a sort of different muscle entirely. You know, you have the things that you do for every production and you have your rituals, but I find one of the things that is most beneficial is coming at each role and each experience with fresh, bright eyes and a bushy tail.
Oh, this is good. We so very rarely get judicious answers on this radio program. I'll have to get you back again. We need that. You've already given a shout-out to Carissa Licciardello and Elsie Yeager. So the premise for this is, as the world changes, so does Orlando. Are they able to sort of do something different with this concept as part of this work?
I think what's interesting is that in divergence from the source text, there are a handful more transitional states that Orlando goes through. In the book, Orlando transitions genders once and sort of passes through time in a bit more of a slippery way. Something that we've done differently is there's four quite distinct changes, which I think allows Orlando to have an experience which is a little bit more extreme.
Yeah.
Which is fun in the sense that the journey and the learning that Orlando does across the course of the play is much more I find to be electric. It's less of a slow burn and more of a Orlando being thrust through time and space and having to work out what's going on.
Well, I won't ask you to give too much more away because people can go and see it for themselves. Very exciting to be there at the Belvoir Street Theatre.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, just a wonderful place and a wonderful team that you've got there. The cast, the crew, creatives, everyone who's there involved with this is just absolutely wonderful. The tickets are available now from belvoir.com.au. Before I let you go, I should ask, were you a fan of the work of Virginia Woolf as a young tacker, and therefore is it one of those things that makes this doubly exciting to be bringing this work to the stage?
100%. I think that Virginia Woolf holds a very important place in the hearts of a lot of queer people, and I certainly was no stranger to that experience of sort of reading her works when I was younger and kind of, I don't know, yeah, being excited by and being challenged by her writing.
I can actually sense a bit of excitement in your voice there talking about Virginia Woolf.
You know what?
If you're going to be excited this early in the morning and you're going to bring judicious answers, you better come back to this radio station. Nick Pryor on stage in Orlando playing at the Belvoir Street Theatre. A preview show is happening August 30th. It runs until September 21st. Belvoir.com.au. Nick, thank you so much for your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you.